Welcome to I'll Get a Burger, A Journey to Healthy Living. I am Brad.
And I'm Kara. And why do you always open us?
I don't know. I just do it. No reason why. I just do.
I'm Brad.
Because I'm the man.
Yep, that's how our house works. Not at all, by the way.
Yeah, no, not at all.
No.
We're a little late getting it to you. It's been a long week. We're just going to blame it on COVID-19.
Sure. We can blame it on COVID-19.
No,
that's
I'm just
fine.
Kidding.
Now, this, I have said before that I work at a school. I work at a high school and I am a counselor for a high school. And we lost a student this week. I mean, that's tragic anytime a young person dies. One of the things that, if you're not in education, I'm not sure a lot of people get, if you're a teacher, if you're a counselor, if you're an administrator, you talk about those students as my kids, my students, but they are, especially at the high school level. There are times when we spend more time and see them more than their actual families do because they're at the school all the time. And depending on which activities they're involved in and which activities the coach or the extracurricular advisor does, we see them a lot. So when one of our students struggles, we all struggle. And when one passes away, it's like losing your own child.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously not nearly as bad.
I know what you mean. I mean, it's heartbreaking and really gets you deep inside because you see these people a lot.
We see them. We see their friends. And for me, this is not the first time I've had a student who has passed away. It doesn't necessarily get easier, but I do. It does get easier because I know what to expect. Just helping the student's friends through this time was also hard. It was great. The school community has responded wonderfully. The students are just sweet as can be and awesome. But it was one of those weeks where food was not a priority. When lunch was offered to me because it was just brought in because it was so hectic, I just ate it. I didn't care.
And it wasn't one of those, you know, I just stress ate. It was, you know, I know I need to eat. I got to keep going. There's a lot to do, a lot to be done, people to talk to and whatever else. It wasn't I'm stress eating more than anything else, right? Or was it?
Oh,
it
was a little bit of all of that. Like, I sat in a room one day that was filled with nothing but comfort food, and it was there for a reason. I mean, the comfort food was necessary.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, probably it wasn't necessary, but whenever people are coming in and looking for warmth and a place of coziness, a carrot stick isn't usually what they think.
True. It's like, I want a, you know, whatever. I want a cookie, or I want a, you know, whatever comforts you.
Right.
More than,
I mean, we had tea in there. We had hot chocolate in there. We had oatmeal cream pies from Aldi, which I swear to you are really oatmeal cream pies. They're not Aldi brand. They're the real thing.
Oh, like the Little Debbie?
Yeah, like they're the real deal.
I swear that most of that stuff is just repackaged with, they slap their own labels on.
Did you look it up and find out that it was?
I did on some of Aldi's cereal is just Kellogg's cereal, just repackaged.
Well, and that's what
comes from the same plant and everything.
That's what the food was. It was labeled the same thing as like cereal.
Okay.
So my guess is that's what it is. But this week has just been, I have no idea what you ate. You said you've done well this week, but I don't know what you fed our children. I don't know what you ate. I was leaving the house most days by 6 and home at 9 at night.
Yeah. Yeah, and for me, for the most part, I stuck to the program to where, you know, I had the typical breakfast of like sausage or bacon and eggs and then like a salad for lunch. Usually at dinner time, I kind of fell off because entertaining the kids, you know, hey, we got to go quick somewhere because we still have lacrosse or we still have, you know, this going on. Let's go here really quick, or we have a project to finish. Let's make this fast. So most of the day I did good, and then at night is usually where I fell off. Not every day, but there was a couple nights where I did.
I have to be really honest with the whole coronavirus thing. I'm not a doomsdayer.
Yeah, neither of us are.
Neither of us are. We probably should have a little bit more doomsdayer in us.
We're all like, whatever.
Your grandma doomsdayer.
Yes, absolutely. It's huge.
I mean, like,
she has barrels of just slippers and shoes, and she, if we run out of toilet paper, people, she will be the one that has probably most of it.
For real.
That's the truth.
I think to a little bit of an extent, like, we've seen her, and so we're both like, I don't really want to be that. So as of Thursday, because that's the other thing, we had all of this going on at the school, and then we've also been trying to prep for what happens. I'm a counselor, but my main role at the school is a college counselor. One of the things that we're getting, like, I was constantly, before the news was going public, I was getting emails from all the universities that they were closing.
Yeah.
And whenever major universities are closing and they're the public universities, okay, the schools are coming next.
Yeah, it's
and
a
we
big
knew
deal.
This and the administration knew this. So it was this whole, we've got to get a plan together. So it's not just been like one thing, it's been all this prepping.
It's Thursday, been a week, for sure.
Well, Thursday came around, and I was joking. I was like, so I wonder who's going to deliver pizza in my house, because we don't have any food. And my coworker, she said, you know, I was thinking the same thing. She said, you know, I think I'm going to leave a little bit early today. I'm going to go ahead and hit the stores. Because this was when, by Thursday, obviously, you were starting to see and had, I guess not starting, you'd been seeing the empty shelves and this and that. And she's like, do you? I said, no, I have. And, you know, I had a new student coming in that I needed to meet with. And she's like, well, let me pick you up something. What can I get you? And I'm like, you know what? If you can just get us some eggs and a loaf of bread, I'm like, that can at least hold my kids over. And I said, and I was, she's like, what about milk? I'm like, I don't think we have any cereal in the house to use milk for. And she goes, oh, well, I'll get some cereal too. Did she ever get us some cereal?
Yes, quite a few boxes of cereal.
And they are all the cereal that's so awful for you, but so good.
Yeah. Kinds that we really like.
Fruity Pebbles.
Although I had some the other day, and you even said, this used to be my favorite cereal, but I don't think it is anymore.
Oh, Fruity Pebbles. I used to be able to eat a box of Fruity Pebbles like it was nothing.
Because it's so, so sweet. Like when we tasted it now, I'm like, ooh, ooh.
Yeah. I couldn't do a whole bowl of it. I just took a spoonful.
And the thing with even... We've talked that, you know, towards the end of this week, oh, we should probably get a few things in the house because the kids are going to be out of school for...
Now 3 weeks.
I will be home from work for 2 weeks, and you will also be home from work for 3 weeks. Well, you'll have to go in here and there. But so we were like, well, what if stores do start to close? We should probably find some stuff. And it's tough, especially doing something like a Whole 30, where a lot of it is built off of fresh food and vegetables and fruits and all this different stuff that you can't really buy it and stockpile it for a month.
But folks, we've got meat. If you need meat, we have meat.
We have meat. With, you know, the end of the week today, we tried to, well, we did. We went to Costco because we're like, okay, we could probably get some chicken and we need a few other things that we could buy in bulk. The line... When we got there, we were like, oh, we'll get there early, right when they open. The line just to get in was insane.
We're like, nope. Target's empty. Let's go to Target.
And then when we came out of Target, there was no line to get in. So we decided, okay, let's go in. We got what we needed. But then just the line to check out was all the way through the store. And I was like, what? And we were the only people in there that did not have paper products in our cart.
No.
We were like, whatever, toilet paper, paper towels. We're fine. But it's just...
But they were out of my wine. I was very, very upset about this.
But still, we have tried to prep for the next few weeks to stick to plan as much as possible. And it's... Especially if you're someone who eats healthier and stuff like that, it's very difficult for when, you know, a store might close or a store hasn't stocked as much or is getting as much of that stuff in because the fresh foods are,
they're not what's being ordered right now.
So we're gonna try for the next few weeks. Our 5K that we were supposed to do this weekend was canceled, but we are still going to do our own personal 5K. We're going to run our own. We'll post on our social media at I'll Get a Burger. Just follow that on Twitter and Instagram, and we're going to post our own.
He sounds like a broken record, doesn't he?
I do. But we're going to post our own personal 5K. We're still going to do a 5K this month. It just won't be the official one.
It'll be the Shamrock Shuffle.
Yep. We're going to do our own Shamrock Shuffle.
And I found a jumpsuit for him to wear, but he won't wear it. It was a little romper, little booty shorts on it, would make him look like a leprechaun.
But we're going to, like I said, do what we can.
So like we said last week, we do have a guest with us this week. We are late because of everything we mentioned before. I think we were supposed to record, was it Wednesday night originally?
Yeah, it was something like that.
I think. And then I had the opportunity at the last minute to be part of what's called an honor walk. And I don't know if anybody out there has gotten to do that, but it was probably the most humbling, heartbreaking, and hopeful experience all at once I've ever been part of. And it's the student who passed away. The family invited all of the faculty and staff at the school to be present as they wheeled her from her room to the OR where they would use her organs for transplant. We did find out that she blessed over 100 different people. I mean, it was amazing, but couldn't do it Wednesday. Thursday, I think I crashed.
Yeah, you crashed out and it's been a long week. So
last night I drank a bottle of wine.
So
no one wants me to podcast after that.
But we wanted to have someone on who is also doing a health journey, and we have Nick from the Epic Film Guys podcast with us.
Ooh, Nick.
Happy to have you here with us, Nick.
I'm going to eat a whole birthday cake right now, live on the air.
Do it.
Fooled you guys.
I drank a bottle of wine yesterday. So,
but Nick has been one for me that has inspired me to really kind of push this health journey of my own to kind of really keep it going, because you guys do what's called the EFG Fitness Challenge,
which is so much fun.
Please explain.
So basically the EFG Fitness Challenge is we just challenge, and the first time we did it was a disaster because I tried to just do it with like miles, like distance traveled or whatever. But then people were like, can I just put my Fitbit stuff in here? And I don't own a Fitbit, so I was like ignorant of the whole Fitbit thing. So I'm like, oh, sure, whatever, as long as you're getting the distance in. But you have people that are on their feet all day for work, so they get like hundreds of thousands of steps, and then they count that. But that doesn't really count because you're just doing that as part of your normal routine anyway. Like, it has to be extra exercise. So this time, all it had to be was a half an hour of physical activity, whether that be lifting, swimming, running, walking, biking, whatever it was, some kind of physical activity every single day, checking in and also holding yourself accountable. And we were trying to post motivational things over in our Facebook group, trying to motivate people, try to just make sure people kept moving. And a lot of people, Brad was over there a lot, checking in, doing different things, walking the dogs.
Yep. And it was until my foot gave out on me, but yes.
Listen, I cannot be held responsible for that. Justin, no, if there's any injuries, it's Justin's fault.
Okay.
100% okay. Justin's fault.
I'll send him the bill.
Putting that out there.
Talk me through, because I am not as familiar. What started you down this journey?
So it was almost a year ago, as of us recording this right now, believe it or not, but I had to have been 400 pounds. I had to have been. There's no way I wasn't. And I don't know, because no scale could hold me and I would not get on, or like go to my doctor. I would not go to my doctor. So a friend of mine who was the same age as I am passed away, like all of a sudden had a heart attack. And granted, he wasn't overweight. He was a normal weight for his height and his age and everything. Like, he was a normal weight, but he also lived a really unhealthy lifestyle. I can't stress that enough when I tell people about it. He shotgunned like Monster Energy drinks like it was water every day, and he smoked like a chimney, and like he did not lead the healthiest lifestyle at all, but he was still one of my best friends, and he was still exactly the same age as I am. And when you put somebody in the ground that is the same age as you are, it changes your entire perspective on this. Is like, especially if you're somebody that, like me at the time, I was not living the healthiest lifestyle. I was still exercising, I was still going to the gym, but I was probably kicking 5,000 plus calories a day. And I don't even want to fathom how much sugar I was ingesting between all the candy, junk, snacks, ice creams, you name it, whatever that I was eating. So when you put somebody that's literally the same age as you are, especially if it's a friend, when you put somebody like that into the ground, I'm standing there at his grave and I literally have that moment. This could be me next. Like, this legit could be me next. You know, like if I'm going to go into the ground this early, I want it to be some freak accident where like a bus full of nuns crashes through my house or something. I have no idea. I don't want this to be me. And then you just have that moment where I'm just like, I have way too much life left to live. I have way too much left to do. If I check out all of a sudden, like, I don't want to be this guy. We're all going to go back to my friend's house and we're going to tell stories about me. I don't want to be that guy. You know, I want to die when I'm so old. Nobody remembers anything about me.
So what was the first thing you did?
First thing I did was quit drinking. So I drank, and I say this as I'm sipping bourbon while I'm on the air with you guys, but I used to drink craft beer a lot, and I'm talking a lot. Like, we're talking, like, not a ton, because it's expensive.
Yeah.
Probably, like, at least, I would say a four-pack when we recorded the show, easily. Like, at least 3 to 4 beers when we recorded the show every week. And then somewhere, like, during different times, I would have, on the weekends especially, I would have a few beers, and that's not even counting mixed drinks or whatever. When I was with my wife at the time, like, she would always want to have like fancy martinis, like chocolate martinis and all these different things that are just loaded with sugar. And a craft beer, like the kind of craft beer that I like, heavy stouts, New England IPAs, 400 plus calories per beer. You're talking, I'm sitting down to record Epic Film, guys. One sitting, just sitting there recording the show, I'm probably ingesting anywhere between 1,500 to 2,000 calories. Some nights, not every night. Every night wasn't like that. So that was the first thing for me. It was like, I'm going to cut out drinking just to cut the calories out. It's not like I have a drinking problem, but I'm just like, I just need to cut out the calories.
Yeah.
Wholesale. And that was the first thing.
Probably made like a huge difference just cutting that right there.
That made me feel a lot better.
Yeah.
I was still the biggest problem I've always had, and I told this story on a live stream earlier, so it's funny, it's just coming up again, but my dad always tells a story about when I was like 17, my oldest stepsister graduated from high school, threw a huge party at the house, and they had an open charcoal pit, and they made chicken over the charcoal pit, marinated chicken, and I ate 8.5 halves of chicken. Just the chicken. That's not even including everything else I ate at that party that day. That's my appetite. That's always been my appetite, literally my entire life. And when you get older and your metabolism slows down and you keep eating the same way you do when you were young and could burn off literally anything you ate, you start growing outward instead of, well, you're done growing upward, but now you're growing outward.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to go somewhere. And, you know, that was always my appetite. So even cutting out beer, like, I felt a lot better because I didn't have the alcohol in my system and all the, you know, just beer stuff, because it's a depressant. So it's, you know, making you more sluggish probably for a day or two after you're drinking and whatever. So I didn't have any of that. So I felt better, but I still was just eating an inhuman amount of calories, and the sugar was murder. So much sugar.
And how difficult was it for you to, like, especially sugar? Cause I was the same way. Cookies and candy and chocolate and all that, and cutting that out, it was still like that, like, it's almost like a drug. Like, oh, I can I have some of that?
Sugar,
like,
is a drug. Have some it of that? It, like, is addicting.
Oh, yes, most certainly is. 100%. And my, like, I would have depressive episodes where I would be depressed about my weight or whatever else is the case. And I would go to the store and I would buy a whole, like, bag of candy, like a whole big family sized bag of Reese cups. That thing's gone in a night, like a night. Like, I'm mowing through. Like, I'm telling you, when I would eat sugar, I would eat sugar.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, Justin Winters, who does So I Married a Movie Geek, he started doing this drop the sugar thing. He wanted to cut out all sugar, done with sugar. And when I saw him posting about it, like, that was a couple of months after my friend had died. I'd already quit drinking. This was in July. So I was still just not kind of making any progress. Like, I was working out and everything, but I just hadn't found it. I hadn't found that spark that was going to be the thing that really started propelling me in the right direction. When he mentioned this, I immediately saw it. I was like, click reply. I was like, dude, tell me more about this thing you're doing. I really need to know more about this. And he, you know, he DM'd me and we were talking back and forth about it. He's just like, yeah, you cut out literally all added sugar, anything extra, all the junk food, all the extra stuff. And you know, you don't replace it with what, well, he does because he eats a normal amount of calories in a day, you know, but he's like, you replace it with healthy things, like good, healthy things. If it has natural sugar, it's okay. Just don't eat a ton of it. No added sugar, no candy, no junk, no treats, no nothing. And I decided to take that. And I was like, I'm also going to challenge myself not only to drop the sugar, but I'm also going to stick to, at the time, it was a 2,400 calorie a day diet. And that to me meant measuring every single portion. That to me meant, like, I don't know if you have this experience, Brad, but when, you know, when I was married, or even when, even before that, even, you know, dating girls or even out with friends or whatever, you're the garbage disposal. You have a little bit left over. They're like, Brad, you want this? And you just, yes, you're just that guy that you're like, yeah, oh yeah, I want it. Give me that. And you just, like, absolutely, start shuffling it in.
Yes, absolutely. I was like, oh, you're going to finish that? I'll go ahead and eat it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So absolutely been that.
That was always me. So, like, I had to discipline myself. Like, it was the first time in my life I had to say, the diet's what's doing it, dude. Like, it's your diet that's doing that. Like, I'm working my butt off. I'm lifting all the time. I'm exercising, but I'm not losing weight. I'm still gaining more weight, even after cutting out drinking. But I knew what the problem was. It's all that sugar, and it's the sheer volume of food I was eating in a day.
So how long did it take you to make that shift in mindset?
Instantaneously. Once I got there, like, once I messaged Winners and I was like, dude, tell me about this drop the sugar thing. And he was like, oh yeah, dude, like, tell me all about the drop the sugar. Instantaneously. Like, I knew, like, from that point forward, I dedicated myself to it. I said, I have to do this, have to count calories, have to drop the sugar. Instantly snapped it right over in my head. I was like, I'm committing to this. I'm doing this. And if I don't do this, somebody's going to be burying me in a year or 2 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be. I was already at my breaking point by then. I just hadn't found, the right path, I guess, if that makes sense. Whatever, yeah, whatever it was going to be that was going to catalyze me actually losing weight. Like, I definitely was in that mindset. I just hadn't found my path to get there, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
You know, like a lot of people do, like, whatever fad diet there are, they wasn't, yours may not have been, you know, like, we decided Whole 30, but
you, which is very much the same thing,
jump on something like, yeah, Whole 30 is a lot of that, no sugar or anything like that. So it, for me, it was very, very difficult to do the sugar piece, because I had it all the time.
The first week was really hard. The first week, like, you are, I mean, and you mentioned it, Kara, it's a drug. Like, you go through withdrawals, something fierce.
Yes.
Something fierce. You're sitting there, you're just like, I really want, like, a candy bar, or like, if there was a half a gallon of ice cream in that freezer, I would mow through that thing, whatever the case may be. And that's, I feel like the other, like, a lot of people will do diets like that and they'll throw this stuff away out of their house, which I don't necessarily think is a terrible thing. But I was like, look, I live with a kid who's going to keep doing what he's going to do. He's a teenager. Whatever's going to happen there. The wife was still here. She was just doing whatever she wanted to do. I'm like, I've got to live around this stuff. So I have to commit to being like, okay, I can do this and still be surrounded by it. I mean, like I said, I mean, it's sad in a way that it took my friend dying to basically kick me and be like, dude, knock it off.
Yeah.
You know, but here we are.
I think every person, you just kind of need that switch to finally flick. I don't know what it is in me, like, seeing you, you know, because we really started on social media, you know, messaging back and forth and stuff, and just seeing you do this change, like, for me, it really, like, motivated me, because Kara for years has tried me to lose weight or
exercise
or do anything
else. Those
are
my favorite parts of the show, is when Kara talks about old Brad.
Yeah.
All the things that old Brad would do. I'm just like, I identify a lot with old Brad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was that, you know, give me a bag of candy bars, or even now, there, I still have that, you know, we're eating something and there's something on our plate and I go to try to eat it. She's like, you don't need to eat that. And it's just like, that's just,
it's
what
ingrained
I
in there.
Did.
It's just part of, my wife would still try to do it. Like I said, when she was here, like when I first started the diet, she would still try to do it. Like, I'm the kind of person that I would get, make it like, and I love to cook. I absolutely adore cooking, and I cook with like everything from scratch. So I'm not eating like a ton of processed food or anything. I'm cooking relatively healthy, but the problem is I'm getting a huge, we're talking like four servings in one big plate or something. And then I go back and I fill up my plate and I do the same thing again. So I'm probably eating like 1500 to 2000 calories in one meal, in one sitting. I don't care how healthy the food is. If you're eating 6000 calories of it, unless you're like a bodybuilder or like a marathon
Olympic
runner.
Athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If like you're like a pro athlete or something who's burning thousands of calories a day training,
but there's
maybe
that mindset where you're like, yeah, but you know, I made it all from scratch. I'm good.
Yeah, it's so
like,
healthy. Yeah. It's all super healthy. It's just chicken breasts. So what if I eat five of them, you know, like that? Yeah. It's, you know, it's just one of those things where you just have to commit yourself to getting there. And I mean, when you talk about like that, when you're seeing me make those decisions on social media, you know, you're already there. Like you were already in that mindset. You just needed some kind of catalyst to push you over that little final hurdle, you know. And sadly, you know, it, as much as you should listen to your wife, Brad,
it's true.
Kara,
listen to
getting
him
on your case about it just wasn't ever going to be that final push because she wouldn't hold you probably as accountable as she probably should have.
Oh no, you're wrong on that one.
No, she would hold me accountable, but I think it was, I just got to a point where I just like, ha ha ha, you're funny. Like, you know, you, I see her every day and I just laugh.
So there was
at
no
all
consequence to it then.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it, like, right down to, this is what I'm making for me. You can make your own food. That wasn't a consequence to him. Okay.
Yeah. I'll get a burger.
I'll get a burger.
Yeah.
That's where the name came from.
I mean, that was truly, we joked about the name of the show, but for years, I'd say, oh, you know, I want something a little bit healthier. Could we maybe go somewhere that we could get a salad? And his response, how about a burger? I really want a burger. I'm like, that's not what I had in mind.
It came to a point I just like you, I needed something. And it, you know, seeing you and then, you know, fitness challenge and all that stuff, it just hit me in the right time that it was just like, you know, you say you wanted to, you have a target by the time you hit 40. And I'm, you know, I'm 44, so I'm like, man, I have two young kids, so I'm like,
Well, you're at that point in your life. Like you get to, you hit these kind of certain ideas in your head. It's like, if I don't do it now, when will I?
Yeah.
You know what? When I'm 50, and then you're like, I'm not doing this when I'm 50. Like you're just thinking about whatever else. And it's like, you know, when else am I, you know, like you there's always a reason to kick the can down the road.
Exactly.
You know, the good thing is it's good whenever, and winters, the same thing with me, like winters is a peer of mine. Whenever you see a peer or whatever else, you see somebody else that's like, that's just like you, that you know, that you talk to a lot. They're doing
it. To some of you relate to, you're like,
there's no reason I can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that is, I think, you know, finally the thing that, you know, snapped me into it. It was just like, I can do this. I can 100% do this. And all I have to do is commit to it. And then once you start, once you get on the road, like I'm so like, first, let me say, like, I'm so glad you guys invited me on this show, but I'm also really proud of both of you guys. Even though you didn't have the greatest second month, you still crushed it. You still both lost weight and size in the second month. And you lost a lot of weight in the first month. You guys are doing gangbusters. You guys are doing great. And those results, like once you start seeing those results, feeling that proud of yourself is such a rewarding feeling. It only drives you further. It only makes you want to succeed more.
It absolutely does for me. If you had one piece of advice to give, what would it be?
Believe in yourself. Just believe in yourself. If I can do it, and I know it's the most cliched thing to say about weight loss and fitness, but it's really true. If I can do it, eating a bag of Reese cups, half a gallon of ice cream at a time, buy a whole thing of caramel from the store and drench all over the top, I would sit at my computer and polish off like a half a jar of jelly and a half a container of peanut butter, just editing the show, sitting down and just doing whatever. Like soda after soda after soda, energy drink after energy drink after energy drink, because I'm so fat and sluggish. Now I need way more energy and caffeine to keep moving. Like, if I can do it, I promise you anybody can do it. It is hard. I will never tell you it's not hard work, but it is infinitely rewarding. I feel better than I have felt in more years than I can count, probably back to my softball days right after I graduated from college, like 2010, 2011. I breathe way better than I have in many, many years. I am like everything about me. Like I don't just like generally like pass gas all the time and stink. Like when you have a bad diet, you do tend to do that. It's just infinitely better. And plus I get to buy smaller clothes now. I fit into things. I used to lament the exam table seats, as I call them, at AMC theaters. And I never used to fit in those seats because I was a giant person, but I've lost almost 100 pounds now. I fit in those seats just fine now. They're still not tall enough. They're still not tall enough because I'm 6'4", but at least I fit in them where I don't just feel like, you know, like Jabba the Hutt just oozed into a seat and just kind of melted all over it. You know, if I just believe that you can do it. And that's, I think, the biggest thing for people is you have to believe. You have to tell you, you can do this. You have to look at yourself in the mirror every day and say, you've got this. You can do this. Yeah. I believe in you. Reach out on social media. Get out there to other people. Ask Brad. I love to build people up. I love.
Yes, he does.
Love to inflate
He's
people.
He's one of the most positive people on social media. And I love
That's awesome.
Like, you have to be in that mindset. And like, I always tell people, like, too, like, if they want to start something like this or whatever it is, even if it's not even weight loss related, if you don't believe in you, I will. Like, I will spill excess positivity onto you until you believe in yourself. I will be so infectious that you will not be able to get rid of positive feelings, or you will never talk to me again. One of the two. I don't know which one it is, but it's, yeah, I mean, you can do this. You can. I promise you can. I feel amazing. It's worth it. I promise you.
Nick, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. And where can anyone who's listening find you and your show?
At livestreamforthecure.com, because that is the only important thing. Epic Film Guys, we're everywhere. You can find us if you want to search for us. I'm not saying that to be flippant or anything, but the most important thing, and this time of year, especially when I'm building up to the event, Brad has joined us on the event in the past. Going to be back again this year. Can't wait to have you back. But Live Stream for the Cure, we live stream to raise money for cancer research for the Cancer Research Institute, which researches cancer immunotherapy. And this year we're going for $10,000 from May 27th through the 31st. Brad will be on the 30th.
Saturday.
It's going to be absolutely amazing. So head to livestreamforthecure.com. Learn more about how you can help with the amazing event.
But yes, it's an event you should definitely check out. I love that you guys do this event for a great cause.
I feel like even if I have the least possible amount of influence in the world, and I do, that I should use that whatever minimum of influence I have to try to do some good in the world. And I mean, last year we raised just about $8,000, most of which gets doubled by benefactors of the Cancer Research Institute, because they have like big level donors that come in and double whatever they raise in the months of May and June. And so all told, we ended up raising somewhere in the neighborhood of about $15,000 to $16,000, somewhere
That's
in there.
Awesome. Very, it's so awesome.
I mean, like I said, a future immune to cancer. Wrap your mind around it and just think of what a blissful future that would be. Just no more watching people suffer and die and go through chemotherapy and radiation. No more.
Well, thank you again, Nick, for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Kara, not you, Brad.
Of course. I knew.
And yes, anyone, check out Live Stream for the Cure. And we'll be back next week to talk about our own self 5K, since our official one got canceled.
The good thing is, you're still doing it, and that is all that matters, and I'm so proud of you guys. Keep moving.
Thank you.
Keep working hard. You guys have already done so much good, and just imagine how good you feel now, 50 more pounds from now, or 10 more inches from now, or a 5K. Imagine an 8K or a 10K. Like, imagine finishing a 5K and be like, I want to do double that. I want to do even more, you know? It will only continue to get better.
But thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You guys keep going. I'm so proud of you guys, and you guys are absolutely crushing it. Do not stop ever. Or Brad, I will come to Ohio and I will hit you with something.
But he might just want you to come to Ohio. So
yeah.
Well,
you know.
Then we'll have a beer, but I will hit you with something first.
Okay. Okay.
Fine.
But we will talk to everybody next week.
Yes.
Bye.